Thanks, and thanks everyone for still being here. I do realize I'm the last presenter of the last session on the last day, so glad to see some people still in the room. So as she mentioned, I work with Samuels & Associates. We're actually located in Oakland, California, but we do a lot of projects statewide and nationwide. We specialize specifically in evaluating healthy eating and physical activity environments. So today I'm going to be talking about this great project in this group of restaurants in South Los Angeles. It's called Smart Menu, or more commonly called Salud Tiene Sabor, loosely translated that health has flavor. This is an evaluation of a project that these restaurants did. So it's been a large collaboration amongst a lot of different groups, the Public Health Institute, Healthy Eating Active Communities, and the Esperanza Community Housing, along with my organization. So I have no financial relationships to disclose, although I have spent quite a bit of my own money eating some tasty meals at these restaurants. So the Salud Tiene Sabor program takes place in the Mercado La Paloma, which is an interesting kind of group of restaurants. They're all under one roof, so it looks similar to maybe like a food court at a mall, but there actually isn't a mall. This is a group of seven restaurants. They're all a variety of ethnic foods, a few Mexican restaurants, Peruvian, Thai, Persian, and then kind of an American burger place. But the majority of the owners are Latinos. And so it serves this low-income Latino neighbor South Los Angeles, which generally has a bevy of fast food options and very low income, underrepresented communities. So it's serving a very unique population. Just like to acknowledge the great team that is working together on this project, specifically Dr. Carmen Navarez, who's the current APHA president, is providing leadership on this project, as well as a lot of other great people that we're working with. And we do have an evaluation advisory committee made up of a lot of really great individuals in California who have an interest in nutrition. I'd like to thank them also. So as I mentioned, Mercado La Paloma is in South Los Angeles. And a few years ago, through Healthy Eating Active Communities, they decided to pioneer a menu labeling project, and they kind of rolled out this whole program to try to provide healthier options to this neighborhood that doesn't have a lot of healthy choices to eat. So all seven restaurants went through a process with a registered dietitian, had all of their menus and all their recipes fully analyzed, and then posted their calories on their menu boards. In addition to that, they all created informational brochures, which is something similar you see, like in Subway, they have the calories on the board, but they also have a brochure that has, the sodium, saturated fat, sugar, carbohydrate levels. So the calories are on the board, but then there's a brochure specific to each restaurant that explains in more detail the nutritional information and also explains what a calorie means, what sodium means, and provides recommendations for what you should eat, in the course of one day. So you can see up on the left-hand side there, that's just one of the menu boards from one of the restaurants, Chichen Itza. It's kind of difficult to see on the sides, but so the normal menu information is in black and the calories are on red on the left-hand side there. So pretty clear, straightforward to understand. On the right-hand side of the top there, those are for the different restaurant owners receiving some awards from the area. They've gotten quite a bit of media attention for this project. And then some other photos of people shopping at the Mercado and enjoying the good food. In addition to the menu boards and the nutritional brochures, they also did get some kind of free advice from the dietitian on how they could possibly improve some of their menu items to make them healthier. And this was just advice given to them, and they were, could do what they wanted with it. So some of them actually changed some of their menu items, took away some of the sodium or reduced portion sizes, and some of them just said thank you and, kept their menu as is. So it was kind of another unintended part of the program, was that some of the menu items have changed. So why menu labeling? Hopefully a lot of you went to the really fantastic menu labeling session yesterday morning that covered the chain, fast food and large restaurant menu labeling that's, being rolled out in small areas and will soon be nationwide. It provides nutritional information, encourages the client to make more educated choices if they choose to pay attention to the nutritional information. So we were really interested in whether, once this happens nationwide, it's going to be in the large chains. What happens to the small people? Are people going to expect to see calories on these small restaurants? Is it feasible for them to provide calorie information? Or will they just, continue to go on and have no calorie information? Because we're thinking, some people who enjoy menu labeling may want to start seeing calories in all the restaurants they, where they purchase food. So we're just kind of interested in looking at it from the other perspective of restaurants who aren't mandated by law to provide calories. What is this going to look like for them? Can they do it? Do they want to do it? Is it worth doing? As I mentioned, the Mercado is kind of a special incubator environment. This isn't a standalone restaurant. It's a group of restaurants all under the same roof. So it's kind of an interesting place to test this out and see how it goes, because they provided a lot of support to each other and received a lot of technical assistance throughout the project. So they definitely weren't undertaking this on their own. And we're hoping that this can inform federal menu labeling at this point, and then some of the states at this point have also implemented their state-level menu labeling. Just as an FYI, California had some menu labeling, but will now be preempted by the national menu labeling that I believe goes into full effect March of 2011. So we were fortunate enough to get some funding from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation Salud America to do a full evaluation of this, and we really wanted to be able to evaluate this to kind of not so much do the very detailed evaluation of our people changing their behavior. We wanted to tell the story of these restaurants, kind of do a case study to be able to disseminate to other small restaurants who may be interested in doing this. So these are the research questions that really guided our evaluation and continue to guide it, because we're about halfway through right now. So, does this program impact the nutritional knowledge of the people purchasing the meals, the way that restaurant owners prepare their meals? How do these recipe modifications and the menu labeling increase the preparation and purchasing of the meals? So, are they selling more of the healthy meals? One of the major questions that everybody on the business end wants to ask is, does this affect their bottom line? And we're really excited that we have full financial information for all the restaurants that we're currently analyzing, so we'll really be able to hopefully say whether this has affected their bottom line or not. And I'll share some qualitative findings on that today. So what changes are needed to sustain this? Because this isn't like McDonald's or Subway, where they have kind of endless funds to keep up with this. So if a small restaurant goes through the process of providing calorie information on their board, is this something that's easy to sustain and keep up, or does it kind of fall to the wayside if they start to change what they're offering on the menu board? And then how can this inform other venues and then the national and state legislation? So these are all of the evaluation methods we're conducting. The ones in blue are the ones we've done thus far. We've done a general assessment of the food and beverage environment to kind of just, what does it look like? Are the menus easy to read? Is it an inviting environment? Is it clean? Are the brochures actually available? Kind of an assessment like that. Then we actually wrote down everything on the menus and the calorie information that was provided. So what's labeled, what isn't labeled? Because this isn't something that's happening through legislation, not all the restaurants have chosen to label everything. Some of them have kind of like a side coffee menu that they just chose not to put calories in the coffee items, or a breakfast menu that they just didn't label. So what percentage of the foods that they offered are actually accurately labeled with calories? One of the, I think, the most fun pieces that I've, we've been able to do is very in-depth sit-down interviews with the vendors and talk through with them the whole process, what they thought, whether it's been worth it, what their clients have said, whether they think it's affected their bottom line. So I'll share some really great findings from those in-depth interviews we did with all the restaurant owners. Some patron surveys that we conducted with clients within the at the Mercado. These were done with about 60 clients as they were purchasing their lunches at the Mercado. We're currently undertaking the financial analysis. We have mountains and mountains of their financial data from before the menu labeling happened to afterwards, and other items are selling changing because now the calories are available. We have some planned stakeholder interviews with people who are involved in this project. We'll be doing that in the next year. As I said, this has gotten quite a bit of media attention, so we're just going to do a little bit of analysis of all the different radio, local TV spots, news coverage, and to see if that helped promote and bring more people into the Mercado, because this has been a real boom to them because they've gotten a lot of free advertising from this project they undertook. And then we're going to do some secondary data analysis. There's actually some other market surveys that have been done at the Mercado, and we're just going to look at some of those surveys to see if there's any findings related to the menu labeling. So looking at some of our first findings, the food and beverage environment assessment was very fun to do. We looked at all seven of the restaurant, so these are kind of fast food restaurant, as he described them, that you walk up, order the food, and they usually bring it to your table quickly, or you get it right in the moment. So, there's a range. These seven restaurants, some of them had very clean, straightforward, easy to read menu boards. Some of them had pictures, and there was a lot of fun stuff going on. Some of them, once they added the calories on, the font had to get really small. So, a couple of the restaurants are actually talking about redoing their menu boards because they found that once they added the numbers onto the menu, it was difficult to read all the items. So we found a range, but overall the Mercado itself has an extremely kind of warm, inviting environment. It's very bright, colorful, just very warm space. The tables is very clean, very nice, and all of the restaurants that we assessed at this one point in time did have the nutritional information brochures available, and they all had a decent amount of their items actually labeled with calories. So then we did a calorie analysis of the foods that were on the menu with their matching calorie contents. And we wanted to, assign them some sort of healthfulness. And so we chose to use the LA County a few years ago implemented some recommendations for healthy snacks, healthy entrees to be sold in all their public buildings. So we chose, well, this is in LA, we thought maybe we'd just kind of use those as a guideline. Now, the restaurants by no means were trying to have their menus reach these specific guidelines, but we just chose these as a guideline to be able to say how many items were considered healthy by these LA County standards or not. And I think actually, they're doing a pretty good job. So I'm gonna talk through this a little bit. First off, everyone is a little bit shocked at the beverages, and I want to explain that because there's a reason that the average number of calories in the beverages is fairly high. This is because the vast majority of the beverages that we analyzed, there was about 100 of them, came from a very comprehensive smoothie fresh juice place, which is, I believe, one of the pictures I had earlier on here. This place here, this is an example of a piece of their menu. So actually, these high levels of calories didn't include soda because very few of the restaurants none of them have a soda fountain, and the bottles of soda that were off to the side were not actually labeled. So a lot of this is fresh juices from that one smoothie place, and then also quite a few of the restaurants had like jugos naturales that they would make on the spot. So these are like fresh natural juices they make every morning, or horchata, and some very cultural specific beverages. So that's why the number of calories are high, because these are generally smoothies and things that are in fairly large sizes. But it's interesting because, if someone goes in and orders a, 32-ounce smoothie, that's quite a few calories tacked onto their lunch if they're, consuming this in addition to lunch. Moving on to the entrees, we thought this was actually really amazing that about, a good amount of the entrees, 42% of them were at or under 400 calories, which is the LA County standards recommendation for a healthy entree. The average number of calories is 455. So, this is a pretty healthy lunch considering, what you see in a lot of other restaurants, I think. 58% of them were over the threshold, and there was a huge range. There were some very large plates that had up to 1,500 calories. But, we thought it was promising that the average was pretty low. Side dishes and appetizers, the LA County standards for a healthy side dish appetizer snack is around 200 calories, and 41% of the side dish and appetizers actually reached that 200 calorie limit, and the average number of calories is about 280. So again, I think, fairly healthy side dish or calories that are being offered at most of these restaurants. And then desserts, LA County doesn't really recommend that you eat any desserts, so there weren't any standards to analyze by. The number of calories in the desserts was very low, and again, I want to explain this is because that same juice place, the majority of the 64 items that were analyzed were sorbets, fresh sorbets. So it's actually, a fairly healthy dessert option. So again, we were very pleased that the, average number of calories at this place that serves sorbet, which is most of the desserts available at the Mercado, was fairly low. So we thought this is actually, the Mercado is actually, reaching this goal of offering fairly healthy, quick food options for the neighborhood. And just an FYI, we haven't, we've shared these somewhat with the vendors, but we didn't want them to be concerned with the fact that we kind of assigned these, recommendations to them that they weren't aware of. So this is just kind of something that we're sharing more in the academic world, and we're definitely not posting these sorts of things at the Mercado or, telling the vendors they need to get all their items below 400 calories. We just wanted to kind of put these numbers into some parameters to, to help people understand. So the vendor interviews, like I said, were just wonderful. We conducted seven of them. We did five in Spanish, two in English, because I said the majority of the business owners are Latino and primarily Spanish speaking. The findings were, I think, overall very positive. Six of the seven vendors said they've made changes to their foods to make them healthier since this program. The changes were a whole range of things. Most common was reducing portion size, serving more vegetables. A lot of the places that had Mexican food, took out serving less rice and offering more salad, just kind of substituting more healthy things. things for, you know, kind of the starchy, offering two tortillas instead of three tortillas, which seems like a minor thing, but really, you know, can reduce calories pretty quickly if they make some of these small changes, and they were really open and happy to make these changes. A few of them especially, two or three of the vendors really took this and ran with it and have done great things with their businesses with the information that they got. Overall, they were very satisfied. Most of them said that this was definitely worth it. They would recommend that other restaurants do this if they have the opportunity. Again, you know, they received this kind of, you know, free pro bono type work to improve their restaurant, so they were very fortunate in that. One of the major findings that came out, and I think this is going to be, you know, important with all menu labeling, is that they said that you know, they may be on board, they got a lot of educational training from the dietitian, but their staff people, the people running the registers at the point of purchase, that's who the actual clients interact with. And a lot of them, you know, needed more information and training on what's nutritional, on what the numbers mean. You know, we heard that a lot of the clients walked up and thought the numbers were the menu item number. So, you know, I'll have the number 280. When really 280 was the number of calories in that menu item. So the people, you know, at the register are the ones who actually, they're the ones who have the opportunity in the moment to educate or to answer questions that the client may have. And most of the restaurant owners said, we understand and we get it, but we're not the ones who stand at the register. And I think this is really important in all the national chains too. You know, if you go into Starbucks, McDonald's, Subway, Chili's, the sit-down restaurants, you know, the people who actually interact with the staff may not be the ones who know much about the initiative. So there needs to be some sort of education for all the restaurant employees, so when there's questions or they're able to promote their healthier items, because that's who actually interacts with the clientele. A lot of them have since added new menu items, changed menu items due to seasonality and whatnot, and they need resources to update the menu boards. We did this once, we didn't realize, oh, you know, these menus change. They need to be able to, you know, add calorie information and be able to, you know, analyze their new recipes they've made healthy changes to. So some of the menu boards are slightly becoming out of date because, you know, they need to be able to pay the registered dietitian now to add the new items on. They all wanted more advertising of the program to bring in more customers. Obviously, you know, business owners love advertising, so they all recommended that. They said, this is again just anecdotally, but we asked them if they think it's changed their costs and profits. 5 of the 7 said overall no. A few of those did say that fruits and vegetables are more expensive, but they've adjusted their costs and they haven't seen an overall change to their bottom line, even though they're serving more fruits and vegetables because they've been able to compensate other places. And 2 of them actually said they're increasing profits because they're serving less tortillas and they're putting less portions on the plate, which means it's a savings back in the kitchen. So that was a really great finding that a couple of them mentioned. A couple of, you know, just interesting quotes from them. These were actually both, I translated both these from Spanish, but, you know, the one said they were, you know, a little bit distrusting at first because they just didn't really know what was going to happen. They were worried about the changes, and they said, you know, don't be afraid. Clients have asked about the changes, but that overall they've been happy with them. And then, you know, a lot of the vendors themselves went through a whole personal transformation when they found out all this information. When one of the vendors changed his whole entire lifestyle and lost 40 or 50 pounds after he went through this whole project because he really took it to heart. So, you know, they didn't even realize how unhealthy some of their items were, and they just needed the information, and they were able to adjust their recipes, and they're offering healthier items. One of the tasty meals from one of the restaurants. The patron surveys, we conducted about 60 of these, about half in Spanish, half in English. We were really happy to see that 80% of the people who were actually surveyed were from zip codes nearby the Mercado. So this is kind of evidence that this Mercado is serving the immediate community. Overall, there were very positive findings. These were just verbal surveys with the customers. We didn't collect their receipts or anything because these are kind of small mom-and-pop restaurants. We couldn't collect receipts and, you know, analyze them, much like people are doing at McDonald's or other chain restaurants. But 65% said they saw the calorie information when they ordered, so over half noticed it. About 3/4 of them strongly agreed that consumers have the right to know of their nutritional content, and they agreed with appreciated the fact that was available to them. And then just interestingly, you know, these are people that eat out a lot. This was a lunch crowd that we captured, and nearly half of them eat out at a restaurant about 3 times a week. That was mostly split between people who are, you know, repeat customers at the Mercado or people that eat at other nearby fast food chain restaurants. So these are people that eat out a lot, and we found that they noticed the calorie information and they appreciated it. So, you know, the implications of this are that healthy menus are possible. Again, you know, they receive some support on this. But we have actually been able to share some of our findings with, you know, the people rolling out national menu labeling legislation, so we've been happy to share some of these preliminary findings with them. And interesting, you know, as I mentioned, that, you know, beverage and seasonal items are interesting because it's pretty easy to just exempt the beverages from the calorie information or, you know, seasonal items. I know in the national legislation, if it's on your menu for 90 days or less, it does not need to be labeled. So we're curious to see whether restaurants are going to start to maybe change up their offerings more often or really have high calorie seasonal items because those don't need to be labeled. So that's something to think about. This is a model for independent restaurants to maybe, you know, replicate and make nutritional information accessible to their clients, even though they're not part of some large chain that's able to pay for this. We were really happy to see that these small restaurants are making a positive contribution to their, you know, high need community, and you know, ongoing monitoring of menu labeling is really important. It's one thing to put the legislation on the books, but we need to really make sure that it's you know, being rolled out. So that's our contact information, and I'm happy to take any questions at this time or comments.
I'm wondering if the infusion
was done before or after the registered dietitian work was done. It was done after. And so what we did was we basically, because we wanted to do it completely from an outsider's perspective, we didn't get any information from the dietitian. We just went in and analyzed what we observed on their menu boards and in their nutritional pamphlets. So we analyzed the information that's available to the consumer. We didn't look at what the registered dietitian analyzed. We just wanted to analyze exactly what they were giving the consumer. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, we have had some great collaborators. Actually, I didn't mention that all of the patron surveys were done actually by a group of promotoras, which are, you know, health promoters that, you know, because we thought it might be slightly intimidating, you know, even though I speak Spanish, you know, we didn't want to be approaching, you know, all the patrons. So we had the promotoras do all of the surveys, which I think was great because, you know, they got to be part of that. And they've been part of the whole project, so they were happy to be part of the evaluation. So you mean how much of the neighborhood actually buys food at the Mercado?
How accessible is
this
Mercado to the neighborhood?
Yeah, well, so, I mean, I would say off the bat, money aside, it's very accessible on foot and by public transportation. It's in a really convenient location near the local DMV, so actually a lot of their customers. And it's also very close to USC, University of Southern California, so some of their clientele are students and staff. This is a low-income neighborhood, but the prices at the Mercado are really, you know, they're good. We're talking $5, $6, $7 lunches. So they're definitely, you know, direct competitors with the cheap fast food that's just everywhere in this neighborhood. That's actually why we're looking at some of the secondary, we're hoping to analyze some of the secondary data, because the Mercado itself did a very large, kind of more of a business survey for their own internal purposes. This was done slightly after our patron survey, but they surveyed, I think, a few thousand of their clients over the course of a few weeks, and so they're giving us all of that so we can kind of pick through and find out a little bit more about their clientele.
It'd be interesting to see, too, how many people had previously utilized the fast food restaurants, and then once this became competitive, I don't know if I could do it, but it would be an interesting thing that came out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's very true, because, you know, they are kind of hopefully stealing away some of the customers from the larger chains, because, you know, these are local people, so the money's going back into the community. I think all the vendors live in the immediate community, so yeah, it's interesting. I mean, it really is a congregating place for a lot of the Latino communities, and the weekend especially, it's kind of a family, you know, event. So there are the restaurants, but there's also a few other kind of amenities at the Mercado. There's an accountant that speaks Spanish, and, you know, there's a few other kind of services you can get there, so, you know, it's definitely a coming together place for the community. They have a room that you can rent to do, you know, quinceañeras and things like that. So yeah, it's a great place.
Have they done anything to promote any low-calorie foods?
Yeah, that was actually one of the questions that we asked the vendors was, have you promoted these items specifically? And most of them have not. You know, they, from their perspective, they thought, well, we put all the numbers up on the board. That's promotion enough. A lot of them have, you know, in this recent economic downturn, done some general Mercado promoting and promoting of their restaurant, but they haven't done a ton of promoting of their actual healthy items. There's one restaurant, like I said, this is the man who really took to this intervention and personally lost a bunch of weight and has done a lot of radio interviews and Spanish-speaking, you know, promoting this. And he did create a special low-calorie menu. So, you know, he has his regular menu, but then once everything was analyzed, he adjusted some of his recipes and he made a special low-calorie menu. So, you know, that in some way is a promotion of the low-calorie items, but outside of the Mercado, they haven't gotten a lot of you know, the promotion of just the low-calorie items. All right, thank you very much.
Thanks for hanging in to the end of our session. Are there any general questions for any of the panelists today? No. You guys are tired, we are too. So please join me in thanking our panelists.